T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To the NBA Finals for the sixth time in franchise history, looking for their fourth Larry O'Brien Trophy, beating the Boston Celtics 4-2 in the best of seven Eastern Conference Final. The final score, Miami 125 and Boston 113.
Whether you believe me or not, I think we're right at the launching pad right now. There are no obstacles, okay? There are only opportunities.
You gotta stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
We have the guts, Mr. Riley. We've got the pots and pans and the guts, Mr. Riley. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a great time.
It is a good time. Final good time to be a South Florida sports fan. Unbelievable. Wednesday will be a day, man. Marlins and Cubs in the afternoon, playoffs, and then NBA Finals in the evening. And again,
are we going to go into the finals cocky? Because we didn't go in cocky to any series we played in.
You and I have shown the least amount of guts on this show. Solana has shown the guts. You and I have really shown a lacking amount of guts. Even yes. Before the game, we were texting, like, anybody got the guts? I'm like, yeah, not so much. I don't have a lot of guts.
We sure did.
I was certain it was going 7 games. I was certain.
Hey, we bet in the heat and radio silence for 20 minutes.
I know. Nobody wanted to step up. The heat, you say? You mean with, like, money?
Yes.
The only series we were certain was Indiana. That was our series. I showed you some guts. When I found out Sabonis was out, I showed you guts.
Milwaukee terrified us. We were
terrified. I'm still kind of convinced that we're losing that series.
Boston. Oh yeah. Well, we started talking about. Yeah. Oh man, this is a win already. Just making it to the Eastern Conference is a win for us, guys. Amazing start, bro. Come on now. What are we gonna do? You let me.
We got to show more guts. We got to show more guts. You and I. We'll have a meeting. I've got to find them somewhere. And I'm starving. It's Yom Kippur. I'm fasting. I cannot worry about my guts today. I can worry about my bagels. And you know what my special, you know what we get on Yom Kippur, Crowder. I tell you every year.
Cottage cheese.
Sturgeon.
Oh, that's right. This is the sturgeon time.
Yeah, this is sturgeon tonight.
You go save me a slice?
Oh, man, I can't. Too expensive. I don't have the guts.
You're supposed to save me a slice for years now, man.
How are you going to break the fast, Solana? We know that for Rosh Hashanah, which is a celebratory Jewish dinner, and generally it's brisket, you know, brisket and potato pancakes and challah and potatoes and whatnot. You did fondue inexplicably. I had never heard that before, but Uruguayan Jews do it a little bit differently. No shame. How are you guys going to break the fast tonight?
Pastelitos, croquetas, empanadas, tequeños.
All right. However you do it, man. Fire. However you do it. Fire. Let's get headlines here. So Solana's at his house. Normally he's in the studio, but because it's Yom Kippur and he's going to services tonight, he's doing the show and the headlines from his house. Dan Day, Danny Garcia, back in the studios running things for us. And Joe Zagacki, like I said, is going to join us this hour. We'll talk a little Hurricanes, number 8 in the nation. But let's get us some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Typically, you're right, Hawk. We'd be eating food on Yom Kippur, breaking the fast. But it's Bam Kippur, baby. So we're
Bam
just taking
Kippur.
Give me guts at 6. I want
it's like Halley's Comet. Every once in a while, Bam Kippur rolls around to supersede Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, very solemn. Bam Kippur, very celebratory.
Guts at sundown, baby. Guts at sundown.
Oh, there it is.
305.
It's harder today.
Dolly. What a day, man. What a day to be from Miami.
What a day.
It's something.
Game one of the NBA Finals. Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, guys. Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Why so late? Why don't do that?
I told you, man, those 6:30 playoff starts for life for me, man. Oh, that was great. 9 o'clock, yeah.
Watch the whole game and go grocery shopping afterwards.
Yeah,
I got 9 o'clock.
I know. You're just sitting there waiting, too. Just sitting, waiting.
Pre-game starts at 1:45. We're going to hear everybody talk about this series before we watch it.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
I don't know, guys.
What is the line? Have you looked at it at all?
No, I have not.
Let me take a look-see here. Hold on.
Lakers by 4.
Let's see. That's probably where I would set it.
The Celtics were favored every game last series. We know the Lakers are going to be favored this series.
Celtics, Lakers by 5. Lakers are 5-point favorites, yeah. And to win the series, Lakers are -350, which means you bet $350 to win $100 if you think the Lakers will win the series. And the Heat are +280. So you bet $100 to win $280 if you think the Heat will win the series. I think I would take the Heat +5 in game one.
Let's see how game one goes.
I think I might want to bet that.
Let's just wait it out and see how things play out, bro.
I'm the guy at the dollar table right now in Vegas. The dollar blackjack table gets 11, and I don't want to double it because I don't want to risk $2. I have a stomach ache.
You see how much I go to the bathroom when we start gambling heavy. Yeah, Hawk, I'm going to be back, Hawk. I'm going to be – can you watch my chips?
Man, you guys are showing a total lack of guts. I've got to be honest.
I know. You've got the guts.
Yeah, but this team, guys, was constructed to beat a LeBron James-led team. I'm serious. You bring
all
the wing pieces. You have the three-point shooting, which the Lakers don't have. And you have Bam Adebayo, who's probably better than most people in the NBA at concealing LeBron James' penetration and Anthony Davis in general, who's a monster. Like, this
Talk
team was
about
constructed
it.
To beat the Lakers. They're going to have the chance, and you're giving Eric Spoelstra 3 days to prepare for a guy that he made, that he elevated.
$10,000! Heat +5! Just put it in! I just put it in! I just put it in!
Solana,
it is the Lakers, though. It's LeBron and AD.
And he just says, oh, yeah, you're guarding Anthony Davis. Yeah, that's it, bro. You watch this man.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you some real basketball analysis here. If you can shut down Anthony Davis and LeBron James, you could beat them.
Ooh. All right.
Book it.
Can we play all 15 people on defense?
We're going to need to.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Solomon Hill could go scare him.
Solomon Hill was getting minutes.
Booga, 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 booga. Oh, my goodness. I'm not
God bless Spo.
That.
Spo's always got a surprise up his sleeve.
Guys, Bam Adebayo, the youngest player ever to put up 32, 14, and 5 in a conference finals game. Just the seventh player age 23 or younger to post that line in any playoff game.
Wow. Yeah, he really showed out. And Tyler Herro. I mean, just that you talk about hitting on draft picks, 13 and 14. Oh, my goodness. Did those two guys show out?
And Duncan, little sneaky Duncan, sneaking around, getting his little threes.
Man, even under, it wasn't even catch and shoot sometimes. It was like dribble and shoots. Like, he was, I'm telling you, they are so impressive.
The Marlins, they're also on their way to, not the finals, but the playoffs.
Talk about it.
First time since 2003 the Marlins make the playoffs. They took 2 of 3 versus the Yankees over the weekend. Game one of their wild card series is on Wednesday, 2 p.m. We learned it's on ABC, which is interesting. Remember, it's a best of three series against the Chicago Cubs.
All right, let's go fish.
UMB FSU 52-10. They're now number 8 in the country.
That was an ass kicking. Was that fun?
You start changing quarterbacks and flipping them in and out, and yeah, boy, Miami
was
all over Florida State.
That was fun.
Saturday, October 10th, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, it's UM, remember they're ranked 8th, versus number 1 overall Clemson. It's a primetime 7:30 p.m. ABC game.
Yeah, daddy.
Yep. Check that oil now. Now you're going to see what y'all got. Let me say, is check that oil, is it anything bad connected to that? Because I say it all the time talking about football, but people look at me funny.
I don't think so. Really?
Like, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, they got to check that oil. I usually talk about when people are running the ball straight at somebody, they check the oil. Like, but then somebody would be like, ugh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I just like the fights that you have on your I Am Athlete podcast with that woman.
I get hot, man. I have anger management issues.
Oh, my. Well, she gets me angry.
Yes.
If you haven't seen Crowder's I Am Athlete podcast, it's on YouTube. It's really good. Brandon Marshall's on it and Chad Ochocinco. Wow. And it's really good. You can look at Crowder's Twitter, official Crowder, for links to it. But it's a really good podcast. But they have this woman on there, and she is a proud black woman, very proud of having gone to an HBCU. Mm-hmm. But she's and she strikes me as someone who never gets told, no, you're wrong. And so you're the only person that I think does that. And so she's inferring to Crowder. She says, I went to an HBCU, so I don't have a slave mentality. Inferring that you do because you went to UF. And Crowder wasn't having it.
And I can't let somebody get away with that. So then we go. And they keep the cameras on. Yeah, when we're in the same room, there's a cameraman next to us because they know something's about to happen.
Yeah, it's a very good it's very well done. I have to tell you that, you know, it's a video podcast, but it's very well done.
Well, thank you so much. I just walk in and talk. And they, and I got if you look and watch the podcast, like if you look at the other dudes, they are dressed to the T. Like they got on, you know, Balenciaga, whatever that crap's called, and all these new age designers. Bro, I'm straight Target Walmart clothes.
Yep, yeah, your little t-shirt on.
My little Walmart and Target t-shirts, and then they give me hell about it. But I'm like, I just, you know, y'all got a little more money than I got. I'm sorry.
All right, what else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Finally, guys, tonight, Monday Night Football, hell of a matchup tonight. Yeah. The Chiefs, they're 2-0, Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, versus the reigning NFL MVP, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. They're also 2-0. It's a 8:15 p.m. matchup on ESPN. Baltimore and Lamar Jackson favored by 3.5 points tonight, guys.
All right. Probably have to dabble in that. We'll talk about our prize picks choices later in the show. All right. Anything else, Solana?
No, guys. We're good to go.
All right, Joe Zagacki is going to join us momentarily. We got a lot of stuff to get to as we navigate the most amount of sports we've ever had to navigate, most amount of winning sports we've ever had to navigate in a short period of time. This is going to be a fast and frenetic 2 or 3 weeks, man. Yeah. And then we'll just be able to focus on Dolphins and Canes. But this is these next 2-3 weeks, man. Wow.
And throughout these next couple weeks, you got to eat delicious food while you're watching all these sports and loving the sports. Love your food. And that comes from Delaware. I've been going to Delaware 16 years. I've been telling y'all about it for 10 years. Just listen. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market one time. You'll see what I'm talking about, and you will be a lifelong customer like myself. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters. They have the Florida spiny lobsters. They're in full swing right now, and they have the freshest and best ones out there. They have the Maine lobster tails. They have all the lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs. They have eggs. They have so much delicious food, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And for your football games, now for all your watch parties or just watching the game, the buffalo chicken dip, the spinach dip, the shrimp dip, all their dips are off the chain. Crab salad, smoked fish dip, smoked salmon dip, crab, spinach, and artichoke. Boy, it is something else. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to Delaware Chicken, DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. And I just, all that I rattled off and talked about, it's not even half of what they have. They have so much fresh, delicious, prepared, and raw food. Guys, DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already. When you get there, if you want them to bring it to the car, they will deliver it to your car. If you want to go in and shop, wear your mask, and you can shop. There are marks on the ground for social distancing. But all they want to do is get that delicious food in your car, in your house, in your fridge, and in your stomach. Delaware is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We'll talk with Joe Zagacki next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
He'll sing as he singles on. We'll start looking at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played in college football. Go Tigers.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, Joe Zagacki has checked into the proceedings via his home studio setup. It's always fun. Has Don Bailey Jr. figured out his setup, Joe?
We're still working on it. Ask Solana.
Solana? Has Don Bailey Jr. figured out his setup at home?
I don't want to talk about it.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Hurricanes kicked the snot out of FSU Saturday night. What can you say about Saturday night, Joe? You've been doing this a long time with the Hurricanes. What can you say? Because, man, did it feel good.
It was euphoric. I mean, when you beat Florida State, I don't care what kind of problems Florida State is having. When you dominate them start to finish like that, and considering that a couple of years ago they were doing that to Miami, but not to that extent. Hell, even when Miami had some teams that were not in Florida State's category, Miami hung in there with them in a couple of those games, but this was total domination. And so it was euphoria for Miami and all kinds of misery for Florida State.
And Joe, we saw UM drop 31 and then 47 and now 52. Joe, the offense is rolling. De'Aaron King is exceeding expectations in my mind. What clicked for the defense? Bro, they look good Saturday night. What turned over for the defense in that week between Louisville to Florida State?
You know, Channing, some of it obviously was Miami and their aggressiveness and whipping Florida State's offensive line. Going into the game, talking with Coach Diaz, I think one of the things Miami thought, in Florida State, this is their third coach in 4 years, that previously their offense was peaks and valleys, no matter who the coach has been, whether it was Jimbo, on to Willie, on to this coaching staff. With this group of players, peaks and valleys, spread offense, and the idea was keep them in the valley. And Florida State had the one good drive after the opening kickoff, but Florida State hurt themselves a lot with penalties, put themselves behind the chains, and you don't want to be in long-distance situations against Miami. Now, the other thing I would say is Florida State's one of those programs, or Mike Norvell and his staff, one of those staffs that they script their plays at the beginning of the game. And I always think that sometimes those guys that script the plays at the beginning, then after the script is gone, everything else goes to hell. And that's what sort of happened to them. They got the ball back on one possession. It was after, I think, Mark Pope fumbled the football, and they tried to run some kind of reverse pass that completely blew up on and turned into an interception by Jalen Phillips. But Miami whipped them up front, and then Miami's coverage was very good in the secondary as well. They didn't give up any big plays.
You know, it's funny you point out the scripted plays. Crowder, you've said that a million times. I learned it from you, and I was watching the game Saturday night. I was thinking about it. You always said, like, don't worry what happens on that first drive. It's all scripted. Like, worry about what happens after that. And they didn't have anything after that scripted drive.
No.
Like, it was very obvious.
And you could tell right from the get-go they were searching because they brought in their backup quarterback in the opening drive. Now, he played running back and wide receiver. So right away, I'm thinking to myself, okay, they've had 2 weeks to think about Miami, and they think they're going to trick them. That's not how you beat Miami. You're not going to come in to Hard Rock and trick them. It just doesn't. That's not going to work over four quarters. And while we're on Florida State, I think the other thing that they are missing, in my opinion, is when they, no matter what year it was, whether it's the Orange Bowl or Hard Rock Stadium, when that game started, when Florida State would come out of the tunnel, they would come firing out of the tunnel, leaping out of their locker room, generally led on the field by somebody from Dade County, whether it was Dalvin Cook, Xavier Rhodes, Devontae Freeman, Marvin Jones. And they've got a couple of guys from Dade County, Edmund Rice and Brownlee from Carroll City, Asante Samuels from St. Thomas. They do not have a ringleader from Dade County on that team that I think is a guy that can express to their program what it means to play in the Miami-Florida State game.
Yeah, Joe, and because we want all the Dade County guys on UF if they're going to leave UM. We don't let them get to Tallahassee. Because man coverage. We need man coverage. You go to Dade County. But, Joe, I got to ask you, I don't want to make you pick or start no crap. But I don't know if how the running back depth chart is set up is that if that's the way the most talent is. Because these two young boys, I love Cam Harris to death, Joe. But Chaney and Knighton, they are extremely talented out of the backfield, in pass coverage, the entire package. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I feel pretty good about it. I think Chaney reminds me a little bit of maybe a Sony Michel type of back. Knighton is a guy that we have seen already. Give him a little bit of space, he can take it all the way. Yeah. Cameron Harris, quite frankly, Channing, to me, has been a huge surprise. When he first saw Cameron 2 years ago, I thought, man, this guy's flashing. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech game, I thought he had a really good chance to be a great or very good running back. Then last year, I thought his season was pretty good. He was there with DJ Dallas. He had some good moments, but he had a tough time staying in the game. So far this year, I think he's been very, very good. He's been a touchdown maker, scored two the other night. He's gotten tough yards, has broken long runs. But I don't think they have to choose. I think it's great to have all three. I do believe they have a great upside, though, with Chaney and Knighton.
They are fun to watch, man. Joe Zagacki is with us. What was the vibe Saturday night at Hard Rock? Because obviously, normally it'd be, you know, 70,000 people and the tailgates beforehand, the party in the parking lot afterwards. But it seemed like there was a pretty decent vibe.
It was odd. Driving to the stadium, and there's nobody in the parking lot. No tailgates. You know, usually for a Miami-Florida State game, for a 7:30 game, I'd leave at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon to beat the traffic, 3 o'clock. You drive right in, silent as could be. However, I will say, for the 13,000 that were there, they were trying to make up for the other 55,000. They were doing everything they could to make a lot of noise, especially in that West End Zone area. They were trying as hard as they could. So I thought there was good energy, and I'm also impressed. I'm not only impressed with the way the University of Miami did. I watch these NFL games, and there's nobody in the stadium. I'm impressed by how athletes across the board are handling this situation and playing at a really high level and taking a very professional approach to it. I think the UM did that the other night. And I might add, I thought Coach Lashley's game plan, Hawk and Channing, I thought it was great. He came out aggressive. Florida State is thinking, we're going to strangle the run. We're going to put Miami behind the chains. Don't let them get an inch in the run game. I don't know. I think out of the first 25 plays, he threw it 22 times or something. I thought it was really aggressive and really fun to watch.
Yeah, and De'Ara King, he's the transmission of that engine, and, bro, he is special. Joe, asking about it made me think about the fans when Hawk asked you about, you know, do you still notice the difference where you've been to Louisville, you've been to an away game, and you've been to a home game now, and a big-time home game with Florida State versus Miami. Is there a home field advantage? being a visitor with Louisville and now being the home team, do you feel a home field advantage?
You know, I think you feel a home field advantage if you got the talent. We'll find out in 2 weeks when Miami goes to Clemson.
What do you think about that game? We've discussed it a little bit at the beginning of the show, and I had thought obviously they'll get rolled by Clemson. Now I've watched them three games. I'm not necessarily certain.
Clemson's got a big game this week. They got Virginia, a rematch of the ACC championship game. They crushed Virginia last December. But Virginia's got a nice defense, so I think that's going to be a barometer of where Clemson is. They look great in their first game against Wake Forest, and the second game they played the Citadel. But they look like they were, you know, while everybody else was in week one, Clemson looked like they were in week five. They look tremendous. So I don't know. We'll see. I think Derek King makes a huge difference. First time that Miami has played them with a quarterback. The last couple of meetings they had Malik Rozier, and actually Rozier in both of them, because Kaya got knocked out in the 58-0 game. So you got a really a difference maker at quarterback with De'Ara King. I think that's going to help Miami move the ball. Completely different offense. I think it'd be pretty cool watching Lashley match up with their defensive coordinator. I think there'd be some great storylines. And I think this team, well, you know, we're 2 weeks away. I think Miami's going to give them a much better game than what we've seen in the last two.
Right. I don't think anyone is thinking that Miami is going to beat them. Obviously, we're hoping they are. I don't think anyone's thinking that. But through three games, it seems like everything they did in the offseason, from De'Ara King to Rhett Lashley to Jose Borregales, everything they addressed turned out to be the right way to do it. Everything looks right.
Yeah, for 3 weeks, I think they've played at a pretty good level. Their third down defense has been great. Third down offense, they're converting 52%. On third down. Last year, they converted the opposite of that, 25% on third down. They were 11 for 16 the other night. King makes a difference because he can run for on third down to get a first down for them. Defensively, they're doing the same things. They're taking the ball away. They're getting good pressure on the quarterback. Their play at defensive tackle has been better than I thought. Nesta Silveira has really played well for him, and so is this Jared Harrison Hunt, number 81. I think he's got a really good future. Roche, transfer in, is amongst the leaders in the nation in tackles for losses. He's been tremendous on one end. Jalen Phillips was great until he got, you know, kicked out of the game the other night. And so I think they have more age on this team, which is what I've been clamoring for years. There's more age, there's more maturity, and I think that helps, and I think you can see it across the board, and I think they are a more united team.
Joe Zagacki, he is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, who are currently ranked number 8 in the nation. What's Florida now, Crowder? Did they I don't even see, did they rise or fall?
Oh yeah, they're
number three.
Yeah, I think they're three.
Boy, Lane Kiffin gave him a little bit of a scare there at the beginning of the game, Crowder.
No, what, we when did. They we came out in the field?
Yeah, no scared.
No, we weren't scared. Yeah, he was running some plays. You guys were, what was it, 14-14 at one point?
That tight end for Florida is still scoring touchdowns.
Yes, my man Pitts. But we thought Lane Kiffin ate all of our post-game meal, and that's why we came out slow.
You guys were scared of Ole Miss a little bit. I'm telling you, I felt it. All right, Joe Zagacki, we'll talk to you again before the Clemson game. But, yeah, that was fun Saturday night, man, so enjoy it.
We are basking in the glow of it.
Basking in the glow. Let's do that for at least a couple of weeks. See you, Joe.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Joe Zagacki. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Give me the MLS song.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, so our gambling exploits from this weekend. First of all, we had the we did not bet the Heat game on Friday night, right? Right, we did not bet it. So that was good, because we probably would have bet the Heat. Saturday, we bet the Hurricanes -11. And Crowder, you know, has been rolling. And so I make sure that I check with him for any bet, and he liked Canes -11. So that was a winner. Yesterday, we hit a four-team parlay, which paid thousands, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
But the 14 parlay, I don't know if you realize what one of those legs was, because three of the games were early games, and then the fourth leg of the parlay was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -5, which was easy money. And we also had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers straight at -5. So it was a nice big game for us. But do you know what, did you look at what one of those early three games was?
No, man, your crazy parlays, I just roll through them on the text thread because they always end up, end up working out usually, bro.
It's really hard to hit a 4 or 5-team parlay. It's why it paid so much when we hit the 4. But one of those games, one of the early games that we won was the Buffalo Bills game, which I don't know if you saw the way that it ended, but we were the recipients of one of the worst pass interference calls I've ever seen. Not only did it win the game for Buffalo and won the parlay for us, but it's a call that really, like, if Buffalo does something and they win the conference, the division by a game or something, you could look back on this call. But we had a big, big weekend gambling, and so we're on this hot streak. We started out the season on a real cold streak, and now we're on this hot streak. Buffalo, just as a little aside here, I was seeing Greeny. You know, we aired Greeny on, what did we air it on? 560. 560 is Greeny before us. He was talking on his radio show. He had Dan Orlovsky on the radio show, and he was asking Orlovsky, do you consider Josh Allen to be an elite quarterback in the league? Because his stats are elite. Do you think he's elite?
No, he's a lot better this year than last year. I won't say elite hawk, but he's very good. You know, I was killing Josh Allen till this season. Watching him against the Bucks, watching him week one, forget who they play. Like he seems as if he's a lot more accurate, and that was my biggest knock against him.
They were good. Like I didn't think they were gonna be as good as they are, but they are good.
The Buffalo Bills defense was good back when Bruce Smith played, and they're gonna be good. And when you have a grandchild, Hawk, the Buffalo Bills defense is still going to be good. It's that offense that they have to figure out, and it seems like Josh Allen might be coming around. Stephon Diggs, John Brown, we just saw it a couple weeks ago. Bro, I think Buffalo's legit.
Who do you think, according to Vegas, is the favorite for the first head coach to be fired in the NFL?
Sudoku Gase, my
it's
man.
Not. It's oh, not. It's on. Not.
Who then? Who else is terrible? Matt Patricia? No, they won yesterday.
He's third. He's third. Dan Quinn.
Oh yeah, with that goofy onside kick situation. That was,
and then they lost a huge lead again to the Bears yesterday. I don't think Dan Quinn or Adam Gase makes it through the week. I feel like just the heat is on those guys. That Jets team is as much fun to watch for a Dolphins fan as anything that I've ever experienced. I mean, it's crazy that guy is the head coach of a football team.
But to this conversation now, to Dan Quinn, because Dan Quinn went to a Super Bowl, Hawk, so let's be honest now. Dan had some equity with Arthur Blank.
Sure.
How the hell are we arguing about keeping Adam Gase employed?
I don't know.
He's never done anything. Like,
I don't know.
Nothing. This dude here, man, bro, prayer or worship of something else opposite of prayer. I don't know what it is. But this dude keeps him a damn job. He's terrible.
Somebody texts in, when are you guys going to play the DBJ lines from Saturday's game? We'll do that tomorrow, right, Solana? Since you're not in the studio, we'll do that tomorrow?
Yep, we'll have them in tomorrow for sure.
How many calls did DBJ do? I know he did the ice cream and cake and cake because I heard it. How many did he do? Do you know?
Yeah, he did 4, but one of them might be the worst call he's ever done. So
really,
worst, best, or worst?
No,
like
just,
worst,
just like
best,
that.
Where we'll want to hear it over and over.
No, I think we'll hear it once and then we'll be done with it. But then he did 3. He did 3 where he worked them in, and they're good. They're good.
All right. Well, they had Yeah, fun performance on Saturday night.
I love what Victor Bermudez tweets us out those pictures.
It's the best because it looks like it's part. I mean, it is. It's part of his broadcast prep. He's got all his notes all over the press box, and he's got the charts, and he's got the stats, and then you just see a yellow legal pad that says "ice cream and cake and cake." Ice cream and cake and cake.
To see, tickles me. Brevin Jordan is the Seminole Killer, and next to it is ice cream and cake and cake. That's what gets me about those pictures every single week.
Yeah, it is really funny. So another good weekend for them. Well, we are talking about it and celebrating it. The Miami Heat, they are on their way to the NBA Finals, and obviously we'll have the best coverage throughout the NBA Finals. It would be a real treat for South Florida sports fans. The Heat are 5-point underdogs for game one. They are pretty heavy underdogs for the series. Have you seen anything, Solana? I really haven't seen anything yet, and I don't even know if they're out yet. Have you seen anything with the experts making their predictions on the series? I mean, is there anyone picking the Heat?
No, I haven't seen anything yet, and I'm sure as we get closer, right, Wednesday, we'll get the full lifts of Sports Illustrated and everybody, but most people are going to have the Lakers. Like it's obvious. Everybody's going to choose the Lakers. People have been doubting this Heat team in every series they've played, starting with the Milwaukee series. And I like that. I think this Heat team likes that. I think they strive as the underdog, as they've shown us.
Well, I mean, I would say, and I said it before, this is all gravy. Like, whatever happens for them, no one expected them to be in the NBA Finals year one with Jimmy Butler. And we had talked about at the beginning of the season, remember, that they need another piece, that you can't just do it with Jimmy Butler. Little did we know, we had the pieces. I mean, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Goran Dragic, like, they are the pieces. So everyone is there. But I think anything that happens in the NBA Finals is bonus gravy for the Miami Heat. It's why I believe there is a massive amount of pressure on LeBron James and the Lakers. And my gut is this is his nightmare matchup because of the storyline that's involved. Like he's going to be asked about things that he doesn't want to talk about. He's going to have to talk about things that he doesn't want to bring up again. Like there's the storyline for this NBA Finals, and it's LeBron James trying to win his first ring in the Western Conference with the Lakers, you know, and the team that's standing in his way is Pat Riley and the Miami Heat, the team that he left, you know, however many years ago, I guess about 6 years ago. So unbelievable storyline, but I think all the pressure is on him, no?
Oh, my goodness. Him and AD as well, because AD not doing anything in New Orleans now, getting with LeBron in L.A. But, bro, isn't this the old school thinking of stars win championships to a real – you know, we have stars now. Bam is working himself into a star. We know what – you know Jimmy's respect. But I'm just saying, like, when you look at the Lakers, every game it has AD and LeBron combined. And, bro, they'll be combined for 65 at least, 72 sometimes, 75 between the two of them. We're always going to have Bam at 24, Dragic at 24, Jimmy at 22. You know, one of them young boys are going to step up. Like, the stylistic, you know, creations of these two teams are opposite. So are the two stars going to win them games, or can we win games by letting four or five guys all score 20 points? It's interesting to see. I'm scared as hell. I have no guts. We talked about it earlier, but I'm interested to see how this works out because stylistically, these two teams are opposites.
I will tell you this. If I was betting the series, which I think I want to do, if I was betting the series, I would bet the Heat at plus 280 right now rather than bet the Lakers at minus 350. And I don't think I'm just being a Heat fan talking. I think that they have surprised us, but what did we learn with the Boston series and the Milwaukee series? They're not playing above their heads. This isn't like the aberration where guys are giving you games that they'll never be able to give you again. I think this is legitimately who they are. And I don't know. I feel like who did the Lakers have in the playoffs? Do you remember? It was Denver the most recent series. Who was before that?
And with the seven Houston, with Houston.
Yeah, and they beat the Blazers in the first round as well. Damian Lillard, he was the hottest player going into the playoffs, coming out of the bubble. So, I mean, they were tested during the playoffs.
Yeah, no, but I think the Heat are good. Like, I don't think, you know, I remember we talked with Kendrick Perkins and we talked with Sedano and I think even Cornbread Maxwell, and we said, you know, whoever comes out of the East, can they compete with the Lakers? And everybody to a man said no. And now I feel differently about that. I really do. Like, again, I don't know if that's fandom talking, but I feel differently about it. I think the Heat can absolutely compete with them.
Bro, outclassed Pacers. We all knew that. And that's when me and you still had confidence in the Pacers series. Then went into Milwaukee when both of us got castrated. We were so scared. And then they go out there. And, bro, gentlemen sweep. Salada had a whole song about it. 4-1, gentlemen sweep. And then we went into Boston, and we were like, okay, now, yes, Eastern Conference, that was great for the team. Game 5 that we just watched, bro, they were the better team, hands down. So all the respect that we had for Milwaukee and all the respect that we had for, you know, Brad Stevens and the historic Celtics, why have we not transferred that to the respect for the Heat? And I'm asking for myself too, Hawk.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am just as guilty.
I don't know. I'm telling you, we have to work on it because I mean, my gut tells me that the Marlins aren't as good as the Cubs, that the Hurricanes aren't as good as Clemson, and that the Heat aren't as good as the Lakers. But maybe we just need a stern talking to from, you know, Alejandro Solana, who's got the guts. You're kind of our UD. You're kind of our UD.
Yeah, I keep us in check. I remind us of the culture and what the Heat have done to get to this point. Guys, I'm telling you, they match up well against the Lakers, especially if you can force the Lakers to play small. The Lakers don't shoot the three well. Offensively, they have a ton of issues. If LeBron and AD are struggling and the Heat are hitting their threes, ooh, man, this is gonna be fun.
All right, talk me into it. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Gino Toretta is gonna join us. We can talk some Hurricanes FSU with him and Hurricanes Clemson with him. We'll continue to talk about the Heat. Guys, I want to talk to you about something serious here as we start the week. It's erectile dysfunction. That can be a huge problem for a lot of guys. And the good news is North Beach Medical Clinic now has a treatment for ED that does not require any medication or injections or surgery. So you can finally get rid of that pill. North Beach Medical, they use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy to open up and regrow blood vessels. It is clinically shown to get the blood flow going where you want it and when you want it. And even Cambridge studied this technology and concluded it has a very high success rate in getting rid of erectile dysfunction without the use of pills. So it's a sound science. It's a medical breakthrough. Like I say, we're starting the week here. If you had a rough weekend in the bedroom and you want to get this fixed, don't delay any longer. Call North Beach Medical Clinic right now. You'll receive the doctor's exam for free, plus 20% off the treatments. This is a special offer just for my listeners, though, but you need to call now. The number is 305-566-1000. That's 305-566-1000. Again, it's North Beach Medical Clinic. You can call them right now and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and make sure you claim that great offer. 305-566-1000. 305-566-1000 for North Beach Medical Clinic. All right, we'll take a break. The 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would see the guy from Auburn. What's his man's name? Igbenagini.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.